And now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to Shout Out. I'm Andy Thomas.
And I'm Lucy Potter, and today's show is live music.
Yes, singer-songwriter Rita Lynch will be joining us and performing for us live in the studio.
Plus, new music from local artist Tanya Hazel.
All that and more coming today right here on Shout Out. Hello everyone.
Hello.
Good
Hello.
Evening.
Hiya.
How are we all?
We're okay.
So, before we do anything, can I say happy MRM7 to those that are travelling up? You're going to go, what's that? Because I'm in a room full of ladies.
Well, we'll say what's that so the listeners can
the
hear
Manchester,
what.
The Manchester Rubber Meet. It's the annual event which basically half of the country's gay men go to, and it's so successful. There'll be thousands of people in Manchester this weekend, all having a whale of a time.
So there's no gay men in the southwest at all.
Well, there won't be many this weekend. No.
Awesome. It'll be a good. And yet you're here.
Yeah, well, I'm getting married this year, so we decided that we couldn't really afford, because it's not a cheap weekend. It's by the time you pay for travel and hotels and you have to buy yourself a new outfit and all that.
Of course you do.
It was one of those amazing success stories. A guy called Cy Hands started it off as a kind of, you know, just go out and social meet type thing. They decided that they'd have friends come up from London and from other places, so they arranged some that were special, and then it became annual, and they're now in the official seventh year. Last year there were thousands of us, literally thousands of us in Manchester.
Oh, brilliant. I've been to Manchester Pride before, because it's like one of those rites of passage, I think, you do when you're young, and whilst I liked it, it was almost a little bit too crowded. Am I not saying the right thing there? So
well,
maybe
you're sadly old, but carry on.
Yeah, but maybe because this is a little bit more niche. Maybe it's a little bit easier to deal with, because I found
it's still
Manchester.
That crowded.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh okay.
It's just you're in rubber, so you just
so you're even hotter, so you could just in that case.
Yeah.
That makes it a lot more practical sounding.
It's quite cool though, because you know it's often associated as being something like really sleazy and the like, but there's a big leather community. There is actually a huge great rubber community, and it's a very social thing, and they have club nights, and they do, I mean, it's like we did bingo last year as well, which was hilarious.
That's surreal.
Well, I'm going to say at Pride last year, you know, everybody was there and in their outfit, and it was just completely just having a drink, chatting.
Yeah.
Being very hot, but you know, it was nothing sleazy about it at all.
Very hot, yeah, you're dead right.
Yeah. Was it just like a WI meeting? Cups of tea, biscuits?
A slippery WI meeting, yes.
Jam bakes. Maybe rubber, not PVC. Get it right.
Yes.
True, yes.
And less naked calendars.
Although, yes, heterosexual people do tend to call it latex, whereas gay people tend to call it rubber.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's one of the differences we found out.
So gay men speak a different
language. Is that kind of like in the 70s? I know, and now I'm really stepping out of my bounds of knowledge.
I wasn't born till 78.
In the 70s, and they'd talk about in the New York, in the gay scene, they had the leather bar scene, and it was very much associated with the gay scene, wasn't it?
Yeah, but the reason the rubber scene's so much newer is because it's a newer product.
Yes.
Whereas leather dates back to pre-war.
But ironically,
we have a shout out after dark on this very subject.
I should go and educate myself, really. But I was trying to say that, you know, the heterosexual community have a different word for it.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, and you've got rubber, and maybe is that also the same in sort of the leather world as well?
Not to my knowledge,
really?
No.
Oh, okay.
Leather's just leather.
It just is what it is.
Yeah.
It's so much more versatile.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you want an insight into what it's been like over the different generations, the first Shout Out After Dark we did was all about fetish wear and our community and how it's changed from the days when we were very underground, because just being gay was kind of illegal.
Yeah.
All the way through to modern days with the apps and that kind of stuff. And we had
having a cup of tea in the park in Pride.
We had a guy and his pup in, which is another
right.
gay fetish thing. And we also had a young chap who was just getting into it, who was 19, 20. So we have the Generation Extreme, and it was really fascinating. So,
wow, yeah.
But yeah, if you go onto our show page and search for the After Dark ones, you can have a listen to that. So,
can I just mention, there's been the Drag Idol was supposed to have started tonight.
Oh, yes, at the Shilling.
Heats, yeah, every Thursday. It's been cancelled.
Oh.
So you can still get down there because Cherry Poppin's going to be doing the show.
Cherry Poppin.
Poppin.
I had to redo the jingle because I got that wrong.
Oh, yeah. Really? Yeah. Okay.
It's Poppin.
Poppin. Cherry Poppin. She's going to be doing a show, but there will be no Drag Idol. Now, because of the pullout of some of the contestants, it's now down to two nights, May the 5th and May the 12th.
Unless you'd like to compete.
On the 26th. Who?
Well, if you're listening and you'd like to compete.
Oh, I thought you were asking me personally. There must
be, well, no, you're a judge, although it would be good to see you compete. Can we come watch?
Yeah, right.
Hopefully you're judging the one-liners.
I'm not good at... Yeah, I'm not good with the abuse that some drag queens dish out. I'm
She's came not But if you are Carol. The drag queen, you can be the one dishing it out.
Don't think I'd make a good drag queen, do you?
No, I don't know. Mm.
You go first.
We have heard you sing.
Should we do it together?
What, as in I can't? Yeah, so sorry about that from Paul Studley. But
that's a real shame.
Yeah, it is. But you can still get down there.
I've seen sneak peeks of all of the staging and all of that.
Yeah.
He's put together. It's fantastic.
And there are some fantastic jingles going to be played. Absolutely brilliant. I haven't heard them, but I've been told they're brilliant.
Right.
I was making them the other night in preparation for Thursday.
Oh, right.
That's
okay.
The connection there.
Never get so.
You should really pay attention.
Anyway, should we get some events?
Go on then.
Yep, that's good.
So, our show this week with Tara.
Hello.
What have you got for us this week, beloved?
Well, I've got three, but we'll start out with rugby.
Rugby?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. 30th of April.
I was not expecting that. I don't know why.
I thought I'd try something different.
Rugby is really gay, Andy.
Yeah.
No, it really is.
Is it?
So.
Yes.
30th of April, 12th of noon at Clifton RFC.
Yeah.
We've got the UK Inclusive and Invitational Rugby Championship Final.
Cool. Is this anything to do with the Bisons?
Yeah, so they're playing, so we can go down and support them.
Oh, fab.
And if you're a member, you get fed and all the rest of it. And the more important thing is, they've got an evening event at the Queen's Shilling.
All right, cool.
So go along and try.
So if you like rugby really, players,
yeah. You've got a chance here. Yeah,
no drag queens around there, is there?
I don't think they'll be there now.
So they do look really good in their kit, it has to be said. So.
Down, boy, down.
Distractions.
Although you couldn't miss them in a plane going over the top either. They're bright pink, aren't they?
I have noticed since in the last 15 years when rugby shirts suddenly went very tight, all of a sudden they've just become an awful lot more, appealing.
Appealing.
Yeah. Also works for girls.
There is girls. There's girls rugby teams here in Bristol. In fact, I think one of them plays here at the academy.
Yes,
loads.
Yeah.
Springing up all over the place.
Yeah.
There's about three or four.
So is it a free thing or is it...
Well, you pay for the evening, but you can go and watch for free.
Oh, fab.
So that's 12 o'clock.
Cool.
Okay. The next one is Hannah Brackenbury, and she's playing on Saturday night. Get there for 7:30. The tickets are all sold out, but there is supposed to be standing room if you turn up on the night.
Now, she's funny.
Yeah,
She's performing at the Golden Guinea.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Yes.
So,
I actually saw her at Mitch's wedding.
Really?
She performed there, didn't she?
Yeah, she
was hilarious.
She was good.
Really good.
I saw that YouTube video where she's ripping off Taylor Swift, and that's just brilliant.
Cats.
We are never getting cats together.
She's clever.
It was so good.
Is that on YouTube, is it?
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
It's really funny.
So.
That's the one. And the last one I've got, if I can slip it in, which is the LGBT Bristol are holding a free volunteering training day on Saturday 23rd at St Warburg's.
Cool.
That's 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And if you go to the LGBT Bristol website, you can get contact there, email them in advance, and you do a little resume.
So it's a volunteering day.
It's a volunteering. So they're looking for befrienders, hate crime service volunteers, walkout volunteers, event volunteers, leaders and trustees. Wow. So it's, you know.
Cool. I'll tell you who else is looking for volunteers as well is Bristol Pride.
Oh, right, okay.
They've got the word out at the moment, so if you fancy helping, like with marshalling and that kind of thing, it's a good fun day, isn't it?
Yeah,
we enjoy it.
Yeah,
it's a long day as well.
Yeah, a long day. Yeah, yeah. Well, I think when you're marshalling, though,
you get time out and end.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Yeah, so
and you get to be in the parade as well, which is always fun.
And Bristol Pride, I think it is .co.uk for that one.
And that was my three for the session.
Cool. Thank you very much, Tara.
That's all right. Thank you.
Hi, this is Helen Scott from The 3 Degrees, and you're listening to Shout Out.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
Now, she's a good friend of mine, a lovely singer as well. This is a local girl by the name of Tanya Hazel, who's lovely if you ever meet her. This is a brand new song, just come out. It's available on YouTube as well. We'll make sure we put the link on our show page. This is called Burn It.
Walking in a dream, I can't seem to breathe this, I can't seem to heal. Feeling like a lifetime memory I can kill. It's drowning up my daylight, it's making me ill. I just gotta stop it, I gotta break the spell. Losing all my fight, I need a fighter, not a pill. There's a light inside me, I just need to strike. Can't give in to the darkness in my deepest night. Burn it, baby, hurting, baby, no more of your crying, baby. Burn it, baby, shine like crazy, burn away. Burn it, baby, work it, baby, you're a burning fire, baby. Fight a baby, light a baby, burn away. Burn it, baby, hurting, baby, no more of your crying, baby. Burn it, baby, shine like crazy, burn away. Burn it, baby, work it, the same. The stories in the papers, the lies, the truths again. We're sitting in an orbit right among the stars. A moment on a timeline, a moment that is ours. A battlefield mine can't take you anywhere. Time to let it go before you haven't got a prayer. Gotta fight the feeling, it's never as it seems. Get on.
There you go.
That's lovely,
Tanya Hazel there.
Wow.
With Burn It. So the video is really good as well. She sent me a link to it. It's on YouTube. So
yeah, and it's out on iTunes as well, the single.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
oh, cool.
Yeah, she just tweeted. So
cool. There you go.
And she's following Steph on Twitter.
Oh, everyone's following Steph. If they're not following Steph, they're following
I don't think they have a choice, but they need to follow Steph on Twitter, really. She's everywhere.
No, that was really cool. I liked that.
Beautiful song.
Yeah. Yeah, she's done a few, actually. It's the first one she's done for a few years, so. She's a very good photographer as well, which she does as well.
Oh, right, okay. So I was wondering if it was just somebody who happened to have exactly the same name who also lived in Bristol but was a photographer. Sorry, Tanya.
No, Tanya's...
She's a very talented person.
Yeah, she's doing the photography for our wedding.
Oh, wow.
Oh, is this kind of a quid pro quo sort of thing?
No, there's no remuneration.
Is this legal?
No, Ivan, just Andy's better connected than you. Are you a little bit jealous about that?
I may be. I'm not commenting.
No one's allowed to be better connected than Ivan.
I'm an impartial newsreader, that's all I am.
Speaking of which, let's get some news headlines.
This is Shoutout News on Thursday, the 21st of April. And in some breaking news at the moment, the BBC is reporting that the music superstar Prince has died at the age of 57 at his home in Minnesota. Check out newswires and television news reports through the evening for more information.
It's the Queen's 90th birthday today, and there's much coverage in the popular press for the milestone. The New Day newspaper even gave away a free commemorative poster with today's edition. The LGBT newswires have been mixed on their commentary of the day, reflecting perhaps the widely divergent views on the monarchy which exists within our rainbow nation. Today, activists such as Peter Tatchell continue to support the campaign group Republic, which campaigns for alternatives to the monarchy. Other figures have embraced the institution of the monarchy as a camp icon.
The issue of British Muslim attitudes towards women, transgender people and sexual minorities has deeply divided opinion amongst the left and feminists. Discussions have often been heated. Now, a day conference on Sharia law, legal pluralism and access to justice is 2 weeks away and takes place on Saturday, April the 30th in London. At the conference, the author, academic and human rights activist Elham Mania will present the findings of her new book, Women and Sharia Law, The Impact of Legal Pluralism in the UK. This will be followed by a panel discussion with many speakers, many of whom are Muslim feminist campaigners or from a background in the Middle East. The British Iraqi singer Alia Makardat will also perform at the event, which hopes to bridge the divides and provide a way to engage British Muslim feminists, including lesbian feminists, in helping their sisters across the country.
Robert and Aaron will be familiar to you if you're a viewer of Emmerdale, the soap opera that's been running on ITV since, believe it or not, 1971. Since its rather staid early day, Emmerdale has developed into a racy take on life in the rural Yorkshire Dales, and the good-looking male couple, known collectively as Robron, have celebrated this week with their 10 finest clips on the media website Digital Spy. Have a quick internet search for it and enjoy some racy and romantic greats.
The Independent newspaper, now available only online, reports that a pioneer for female athletes in the field of wrestling has passed away at the young age of 46. Joni Lawner was known professionally as China and competed in the WWE League. She is believed to have died from natural causes, and police in California are not treating her death as suspicious. Sports TV news channels also reported extensively on her passing and referred to her as something of a controversial feminist icon, in that she also had a brief career as an adult film star. However, she will be best remembered for being the only female wrestler to win the WWE Intercontinental Championship back in 2000.
The London Marathon takes place on Sunday, and the animal welfare charity PETA, whose provocative campaigns over leather have earned it both praise and criticism within the gay and wider BDSM communities, and they've written to their supporters. They are soliciting sponsorship for their runner Jag, who is raising cash to help promote animal welfare in India. PETA does enjoy lots of support with its efforts to engage gay, bi and trans vegetarians, and has used gay figures such as New York drag queen Lady Bunny in its anti-fur advertisements. Among its supporters, Martina Navratilova.
Many times during the debates over same-sex marriage, fundamentalist religious groups and others opposed to homosexuality have made a what are known as straw man arguments, that is, exaggerating the effect of marriage equality to generate opposition to it. We have been told that people will end up marrying their siblings, pets, and now it seems their laptops. According to the Houston Press in the United States, a man called Chris Sevier is trying to sue for a marriage license to get wed to his computing machine. Cheekily, some LGBT internet bloggers have asked why those opposed to same-sex marriage seem to make the case that they should be able to marry inanimate objects and animals. Is it, they asked, a secret campaigning desire of the religious right?
And finally, tributes have come in from across the LGBTI communities for Victoria Wood, who has died at the age of 62 after a brief battle with cancer. Wood rose to fame during the 1980s with a groundbreaking comedy show of sketches, music and monologues on the BBC. Her camp sensibility and gender-fluid image made her a hit with gay, bi and trans people, and in particular, she enjoyed the accolade of being something of a feminist icon for her success in a field still dominated by male comics, and sexist ones at that. Lesbian comic Sue Perkins tweeted, RIP, the brilliant, brilliant Victoria Wood. So, in the spirit of Victoria Wood, I'd like to apologise to all of our listeners in the north. It must be dreadful for you.
For these news stories and more, check out our website, shoutoutradio.lgbt.
For Shoutout News, this has been Ivan Jackson
and Terry Starr.
Shoutout News.
National and international LGBT news for you.
Oh, lovely keyboard. Can I marry you?
Oh.
The Shoutout Podcast.
Hey, this is Rick Koff from Where the Bears Are, and you're listening to Shoutout.
Shoutout.
LGBT radio for you.
There you go. I love that song. That's Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
It's an oldie but a goodie,
yeah,
isn't it? You know.
Yeah.
It's a classic.
Yeah.
Wasn't
she the one? Oh no, it wasn't Ava Cassidy that died choking on a sandwich. That was Mama Cass, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's quite different.
Quite a different.
Ava Cassidy was the one. I think somebody put a YouTube clip of her like doing that in a bar somewhere, and it just went completely.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, and then it just went completely viral.
Oh right.
And then she just became this massive, massive star, and she'd been like a sort of jobbing singer songwriter musician, and then just blew up overnight.
Yeah.
So.
Now, talking of singer-songwriters that kind of just exploded overnight, a very warm welcome to Shout Out to Rita Lynch. Hello, how are you?
Hi there, hello, all right.
So, very nice to have you here with us. I think we're there technically, aren't we? We
yes,
all sorted.
Yes, just about. I just hope my guitar's not too out of tune, but I'll have a little tune up in a minute.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Now, give us some idea of how you got started into music, because you've been playing the guitar and various things for ages, haven't you?
Yes.
Well, didn't you start with the bass? Isn't that the story?
Well, I did. Well, I kind of started with the guitar, but then I moved on to the bass. I started playing when I was about 10 years old,
wow.
And I was famously taught by nuns at school how to play guitar.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. And then I kind of dropped it for a while as I was growing up, and then I became a punk rocker.
Well, that's quite a change from nuns.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or was it a rebellion of sorts?
I suppose it was. Well, when you're a Catholic, in some ways you have to rebel. You just have to if you want to kind of flourish in your life and be yourself. So I did the kind of rebelling thing, became a punk rocker, and then I was going out for a little while with a bloke who played the bass, and I just thought it was so cool. And so I just got exactly the same bass as he had and just kind of copied it. And I played bass then in a band called Rita and the Piss Artists, which was my band. But at the time, I didn't really know I could sing very well, so I thought I'll play bass because it's the easiest thing to play. And we did about maybe 5 or 6 gigs, but then we split up.
Oh.
What, you and the band or you and the boyfriend?
Yeah, both.
Oh, right.
Rita and the Piss Artist, though, that's a fantastic name.
Brilliant,
that's
though.
Really
I know, it's such a good name. And, you know, I didn't even think of it. Some bloke at the time just said, oh, that's a good name for a band, and we just used it. And
do you have any songs from that time, or was it covers, or could you play, or was anything?
Well, this was with the bass, wasn't it?
Yeah, right, I was playing bass. Well, we did have a few original songs, and we did a couple of covers, but we were kind of so out of it, and it was an all-girl band, and we were just like into having a laugh and getting drunk and going on stage that we didn't actually record anything at all, which is a real shame. So
you're kind of wishing you had something to remember from the period.
Or even a poster or a flyer, but there's just nothing. So it only lives on in people's memories, you know.
Yeah. So, if anyone is listening that has one,
wouldn't that be
let
amazing?
Us know. Wouldn't that,
genuinely,
wouldn't that be good?
Genuinely. I know it's not quite the same, but you sort of, there's a sort of apocryphal scene in The Runaways, the film, when they dramatised the Joan Jett story.
Yeah.
And he said he spent most of his time teaching them how to cope with people throwing beer at them and shouting at them, and he said that was most of the most of the training that they got. So
yeah, I think those were hard days for women in rock bands. Hard days. You know?
Did you get any vibe from that? Did you find it easy? Was that an issue or?
It kind of was, because one of the reasons I started Rita and the Piss Artists was I used to go to a lot of punk gigs, and I remember thinking, why is it always men on stage? Where are the girls? Which kind of shows up as well that even though punk was quite an amazing kind of revolution in a way, it still didn't kind of give, a lot of women didn't take to the stage. They just actually didn't, not as much as maybe people would think. And that's kind of what started me off thinking, let's form an all-girl band.
Yeah.
And it's a shame we didn't take it more seriously at the time. But the good thing about it was after that I joined another band called God Bless You, playing the bass. Yeah. And I joined the bloke who was a singer. He said to join him in a song, Pale Blue Eyes. It's a song by Lou Reed.
Yeah.
And it went down so well, and people said, forget the bass, just sing. And that started me off on the heady road to success. Yes.
So do you ever go back and play some of the older songs? Do you still know all the ones dating all the way back?
No. No, because I've written so many songs actually over the years that the ones from way back then I never really play them. Only just very, very recently, because of this anthology that's just come out. I've had to revise some of the earlier songs that I did record to remember them.
It's interesting, your anthology, it's got like some of the songs that you're really, really well known for, like Call Me Your Girlfriend and Beautiful Eyes and such like that, but it's also got some previously unreleased material on it, hasn't it?
Yes, it has, because back in those days, what we used to do was record demo tapes. So you'd record endless demo tapes of about 3 songs on the tape and then send it off to record labels to try to get a record deal. The record deal was the Holy Grail.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I didn't...
iTunes back then, of course.
No computers. So in the end, I had loads and loads of demo tapes of songs that I'd never put out. And this anthology, in a way, is a chance to put some of those songs out that were on 4-track demo tapes, thrown in a box for like over 20 years, cleaned up a bit, and there some of those are on the anthology, which is really, really great.
Yeah,
really
great. So it's a real overview of your 30 years.
Yeah, nearly 30. Yeah, nearly 30 years. I know.
Don't give that away.
It was punk. Come on.
yeah, it is actually about 30 years. Yes. And some of those songs were, quite naive, I suppose, when I listen back to them, but quite sad in a way to have.
But is that not part of the whole learning, you know? I mean, I bet at the time you didn't think that they were, you know, as naive as perhaps you do now. But surely if you don't do that, you don't learn to get better.
Reading your teenage diaries?
In a way, a little bit. But in a way, it's well surprising that some of the things I said back then, when I listen to them now, I sort of think, hey, that's quite cool. So, you know, so I'm quite impressed in a little way as well, you know. But I do think in some ways that my voice has actually got a little bit better because I've kind of trained it myself over the years and developed it and tried to find different ways to sing. And so I'm pleased about that.
So because you said you didn't actually originally start out singing, did you? They just kind of heard you and then said, yeah, you've got to sing. So when that happens, you then think, you know, oh, well, if I'm that good and I haven't had any lessons or done any practice, and like if I do some, I could be even better.
Absolutely, yes, because I never planned to be a singer. It was never my plan. I didn't have a plan at all. I just kind of stumbled into this, really. When people said, oh, your voice is really good, you should sing, I did have a little time when I thought, wow, I could be really big, I could be really successful, maybe I'll be famous. And so, of course, then I went off on that train of thought for a little while, trying to be famous, which is a dodgy area, really.
You kind of make fun of it in a couple of your songs as well. I don't know. Is it Rockstar Lifestyle, where you just kind of make fun of that whole sort of, being a rock and roll star and everything?
Yes. Well, you kind of have to if you're going to survive, you know, over years and years and years of doing this sort of thing. In some ways, you have to kind of take the piss a little bit because you have to almost justify how you can keep on doing it when you haven't made it famous, because you go through that stage where you feel like you've just really failed.
Can we ask, did anyone respond to the demo tapes then? Because there must have been an awful lot of people sending them in back in those days. Did any of them reply to you and say, you know, come and perform? Mm. or
Not really, no. not really.
That must be a bit disheartening, though, because we've heard your music. You're really good, you know. I'm guessing it's just the sheer volume that they used to get, and they used to be quite fussy, didn't they? Whereas these days, you can pretty much get anyone up onto iTunes. It makes it an awful lot easier.
It's a whole lot easier in a way these days. Yes.
I was going to ask, because obviously you've been in the industry for so long now. You must have seen the entire way that it's completely changed.
Yeah.
And do you think the homegrown ethic is it easier to do now, or do you think that maybe there are a few bands that are maybe deliberately packaged to be homegrown, but they're not actually? They're very cleverly marketed, and maybe that's part of their appeal.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of clever marketing going on these days, because people have learned from the past. Because people like myself, we kind of waited around in a lot of ways, waiting to be discovered. You know, we all thought that there was the magical thing of being discovered, and you never knew how it could happen, but you just thought maybe it will happen to me. And in a way, that was a complete waste of time. So these days, doing it yourself, packaging yourself, marketing yourself, promoting yourself is, in a way, loads better. But the downside is everybody's doing it. So you have billions of people on iTunes, on the internet. So you have to trawl through a lot of stuff that maybe is not that great. And people are very, very good at promoting themselves and talking about themselves. But how good is what they actually do is another matter again.
Yeah.
So I think it's pretty much the same as it ever was, in a way.
So, but I guess it's music that has to speak. Really, yeah. Isn't it?
Well, I was going to ask maybe what you thought about, because obviously Bristol's, it's well known for its music scene, mm-hmm. and obviously there's been some amazing artists that have come out of here, and you're one of them. And I was just wondering, how is it today? Do you think it's still as easy, because it wasn't easy, but do you still think Bristol's an expensive place to live? It's a difficult place to maybe be a musician if you haven't got a lot of money.
But it is known for being a hub of creativity, isn't it?
Yeah, how do you balance that? That today, do you think it's still okay? Do you think you can still foster that sort of spirit of doing it yourself in Bristol? Do you know?
Yeah, I think you can. Yes, I think you can. It depends what you want. And these days, I think there's much more. There's so many more bands, because you've got music colleges, which you never used to have back in the day, and also being a punk, what that used to be. We would have just thought people who went to music college, music teachers, were just like, well, we wouldn't have taken any notice of what they had to say about anything, because we were from the street, you know, we were kind of rebels. But nowadays you have also the whole X Factor kind of generation, where anybody thinks that they can sing, and they can. And what's amazing these days, people sing so well, they're so in tune.
Yeah.
They practice it, because everybody can be a studio engineer on their own laptops now. You can record everything really well.
Shrinking down to mobile phones as well.
Yeah,
isn't
absolutely.
It?
Yeah. So everybody can be a pop star.
Well, I promise you, what you're about to hear is not through mobile phones or anything. This is going to be purely Rita performing live. But you're going to play a track for us now, aren't you?
I am.
Which one are you going to go for?
I think I'm going to play first a song called Tied to You.
Cool.
Off an album that I did called Good Advice. I think I did it about 7 or 8 years ago, this particular song. So I'll do it now.
All right.
Cheers.
I won't be tied to you anymore, no. I won't be tied to you. You set me up and you put me down, and you climb on top. I don't make a sound. I won't be tied to you. I won't be tied to you. I won't be lying for you anymore, no. I won't be lying for you. I won't be saved and I won't be reborn, and for pity's sake, can you leave it alone? I love it when we make love. I love it when we make love. I'm tired of reasoning with what I don't believe. The times when we make love, I just want to conceive. It's like years on, they've walked right in. We can never know the sin. I come to my confusion. You're in love with me. Get up and dance. The music is loud. celebrate. I won't be tied to you. I won't be tied to you. There is no escape. There is no escape. Got my eye on you. Got my eye on you.
Very good indeed. So I do like live music.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. So, and do you get that buzz as well when you're on a stage in front of a load of people and you're finishing and they all start clapping? You think, oh, they're doing that for me.
Yeah, sometimes. But you kind of, you know when you've done your personal best and you know when you could do better.
Yeah.
So I kind of, over the years, yeah.
I'm sorry, it's not the biggest space in here to hush you to play. It's very nice for you to play for us, though.
No, it's great. Thank you.
So, what are you up to these days? I believe you've got a gig coming up, haven't you?
Two gigs.
Oh. A
couple of gigs.
Yeah, I have. Yes, I haven't actually done many gigs all year, but I've got this anthology out, which is 28 years of my music. So I'm doing an anthology launch gig on the 6th of May at the Thunderbolts with my band. And then I'm doing another gig at the Fleece and Firkin. I can't remember the date. It might be the 26th.
Yeah, you're supporting Transvision Vamp, I think.
That's right. Yeah. Wendy James, which is really exciting.
Yeah, that's awesome. And the Fleece is just brilliant.
So
brilliant
on the venue. 26th.
Yes.
26th of May, that one.
Yes.
Okay, so the Thunderbolt. I've not heard of that venue before. Where's that?
No, I've not heard of the Thunderbolt either.
Haven't you? No. It's really nice. It's not that massive. It's in Totterdam.
Oh, right.
On the Bath Road. It's a big pub there.
Okay.
And the bloke who runs it, Dave, he's really great. Really, really great bloke. And it's a nice sort of venue, yeah.
Awesome. And how can people get tickets for that?
You can buy them at the Bristol Ticket Shop, which I've no idea how you get in touch with them.
We can put details on.
Yes.
Yeah, bristolticketshop.co.uk. I think it's the address. It's up at the end of Castle Park, isn't it?
That's right. If you want to go there walking.
If you're listening in Frome or down in Glastonbury, you can buy them online as well.
Yes, you can. Or you could just turn up. I'm sure you'll be able to get in on the door. You know, just turn up.
So what's the plan for the future? It sounds like you're still very actively out there and playing and the like. I mean, is it something that most nights you like pick up your guitar and play, or is it becoming more of a kind of sideline at the moment?
Oh dear. Well, life is very, very busy.
It always is, isn't it?
Yes. So I try to keep with it, you know.
But are you still actively writing new stuff?
Yes, I'm making a new album at the moment. So I'm recording another album, 13 songs, which is kind of nearly finished.
What kind of... Still loads of things to be punk rock about, really, isn't there? Because there's loads of things to be annoyed about.
Does it take you a long time to write a new track? Do you have to, like, you know, wait until you get an idea in your head, or do they come quite spontaneously?
Well, that's been quite a journey. Before I had my son, before I had a child, I had lots more time, and I used to kind of wait for the muse. But then I learned afterwards, when I didn't have much time, that you have to kind of force the muse to happen. So I just play when he's at school, and then ideas happen, and I record everything on just an old-fashioned tape machine.
Right.
So as long as I record ideas, then I won't forget them, and then I go back to them if I think it's a good idea, then I'll start working the song until it's finished. But I try to keep producing new songs, because I think it's the most important thing I can do with my life. So it's really important to me that I keep writing songs and keep recording the songs so that they're there forever then. So to leave some kind of legacy behind, and because I suppose I still have a message.
Yeah, I was about to say, what kind of thing inspires you today? What makes you think, right, I'm going to flipping write a song about that? Or...
Oh, all the injustices, all the terrible things in the world that happen, all the things I see around me, just being a woman, getting older, there's always so much inspiration around if you just tap into it. And yeah, and that's what keeps me productive, I suppose. There's so much to write about. It's just never ending. Oh, God, yes.
So this won't be the last album, then?
No, I want to keep writing songs until I can't really physically do it anymore. Because I can't think of anything better to do with my life, really.
Yeah, it's lovely when you've got something that you're that passionate about as well. It really keeps you going, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, yes.
But also you've almost had to... forgive the word, almost get professional about it. You said, you know, you have to sit down and you have to write every day, whereas you're saying before, you were waiting to be discovered.
Yeah, and I wasted a hell of a lot of time, you know, drinking and generally, you know, having a great time.
I was about to say, it sounded like I bet you had a really fun time.
I had a brilliant time, but Well, once you have a child, you know, you have to be more responsible and you have to, you're guided by timelines, and I can't stay up very late anymore, so I have to do it all within the school day, and I try to be, to make that work for me as much as I can.
Awesome. Before you have to cook dinner when he gets home from school.
Yeah, you know, all that sort of thing. And
fit life in around.
Yeah. Your life's no longer yours.
Yeah. It's been a good thing, though, because I think in some ways, since having my son, I've become more prolific because I haven't got all the endless time to waste.
Is he showing an interest in music? Is it his thing?
Well, my son is autistic, so it's a different sort of journey we have. Right. But he puts up with me doing music, and he tolerates it, which isn't bad, really. And he sings along sometimes, which is really cool. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. So now you're going to leave us with one more track, aren't you?
Yes.
Just as a recap, Rita is performing. We will make sure that all the stuff goes up on our website. So yes. Rather than us keep reading it out, if you want to, go to Bristol Ticket Shop, their website, or go to ours, and we'll make sure all the events are up there so that you can find all the links to get all the tickets and the like. And your album's out. Is it on iTunes as well?
I'm not sure if it's on iTunes yet, but it's available through Bristol Archive Records, which is a label that it's out on.
Brilliant. Cool. What are you going to leave us with then?
I thought I'd leave you with one of my older songs called Beautiful Eyes.
Brilliant. So here she is, Rita Lynch with Beautiful Eyes.
You've got beautiful eyes. They travel down history. They travel for miles. You've got beautiful eyes. They linger on mystery. They linger on tortured skies. They linger on tortured skies. If I could wake you up, I'd shake you up. I'd bring you back, back down to me. You've got beautiful eyes. And did you freeze out there in that cold night? Did you blush at her every move? And did you freeze out there in a cold night with this thing that you had to prove? And did it feel good? Did you suck it with your lips? And did it feel good? Did you touch it with your fingertips? Did it taste good? Did it taste good in your mouth? And does it feel good? Your sweet, sweet revenge. Or does it feel good? Your betrayal never ends, no. You've got beautiful eyes. They travel down history. They travel from my home. You've got beautiful eyes. They linger on mystery. They linger on tortured skies. They cover up the lies, cover up the lies. You've got beautiful eyes. You've got beautiful.
The wonderful Rita Lynch.
Hi, I'm Heather Small, and you're listening to Shout Out.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
There we go. Wasn't that wonderful? Thank you so much for that, Rita. That was lovely.
Thank you very much
So there's nothing like having live music in the studio, is there? There really isn't. So what did you think, Ivan?
Oh, wow. I was mesmerised. I was taking a few pictures around the studio as well, so you can take a look on the online and have a look for yourself. But that sounded fantastic, Rita. Absolutely brilliant.
That was blown away. Yeah.
Yeah, really good. We were all listening in the green room. Fantastic. Sure. Good set. Thank you.
Thank you. Cheers.
And as we said, Rita is performing in May. So you've got a couple of dates coming up in May, haven't you?
Yes.
Best of luck for that. And I hope the album sales go well as well.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
And please just keep playing.
Yeah, I will. Yeah. I will.
We've knit one of our CDs, so you will hear more of her music.
Yes,
on
yes, we've got your anthology now, so it'll all get played.
Brilliant.
So from one great rock legend to another that we've lost today, unfortunately.
I know. Yeah. What a shame. Prince has passed away.
I know. Shocking.
Actually, did he go back to using the name Prince, or did he still?
No, he was Prince. Yeah.
He went back to Prince, did he? From that symbol that no one knew what it meant.
The squiggle.
Oh, is that? I didn't know anything about that.
Yes, he was the artist formerly known as for a while, wasn't he?
Because no one knew what the squiggle meant.
He was pretty groundbreaking as well when you talk about like sort of grasping social media and the new way of distributing music. Because his last album, I think he gave away for free.
He gave away his
album for free, and then he booked a month-long residency in the O2 Arena, and guess what? It sold out every single night. Yeah. So, you know, he knew what he was doing.
He's a clever guy.
Very savvy guy.
Yeah. So who are your big inspirations, music-wise?
Well, I suppose Bob Dylan, Patti Smith. Prince was actually a big... I was a big fan of Prince. About 20 years ago, I had all his albums. When he brought out Sign of the Times, it was so amazing. It was a double album. And I think I had all his albums for a little while. So I'm just so shocked that he's died because he was so healthy.
Because
he famously didn't take drugs. He didn't smoke.
Yeah, he was a hard-working, clean-living Midwestern boy.
I know.
So like Liberace.
They've got one hell of a band upstairs, don't you think? Don't you think? They've got one hell of a band upstairs.
And the other one...
Well, him and David Bowie together. I know. And then Victoria Wood chucking in some comics on because she had some brilliant comic songs.
Heaven's looking good.
She was a brilliant pianist.
She was, Victoria Wood. No one can make a lyric about grouting sound so funny.
She was famous for lots of things, but Mrs. Overall was one of her biggest creations.
Oh, Acorn Antiques, of course.
I mean, have you seen Acorn Antiques, a musical?
I've heard the soundtrack, because of course I'm Mr. Musical, aren't I? But I haven't actually seen the show.
I've got it on DVD.
I just haven't had time to sit down and watch it, but I've seen clips and it's absolutely hysterical.
It is absolutely hilarious.
What a loss. Two losses this week. Terrible. There you go.
We'll just have to go watch Rita instead, won't we?
Yeah. I'll do my best to make up. I really will.
I'm gutted. I'm away on my holidays for that, so I'm going to miss you, Rita, unfortunately.
There'll always be another gig.
I'm sure there will be. Yes.
Can you sing, Ivan?
Can I sing?
Yeah.
Yes, I can. Yes. Oh. I used to run one of the choirs at the university when I was here. Yes.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So, yeah.
There's
so, one of the things I did as a muso. Yeah.
What about you, Steffi?
No.
You've heard me sing.
Dancing.
You've got a few snippets.
That
of
was
you
harsh.
I thought I'd just get in there quickly, just in case you said yes and pained us all.
I think Steph's a true singer. She goes for it. She's a car singer, that's the truest form of singing.
I know Ivan's threatened me. He's got the blackmail thing going on.
Have I?
Yeah, he's got recordings of me singing along. You've even put the mic up on me when I've been singing along.
No, I mean, really? Would you go do karaoke? Because there are karaoke bars in Bristol.
I hate karaoke.
Karaoke bars. The Cat and Wheel. Cat and Wheel, everybody, Sunday night.
Good pub.
And a good karaoke night.
I think that's one of those times where you may have had to have a few, and not just to build up the courage to go and do it yourself, but actually to be able to listen to some other people.
you've not heard my Patsy Cline.
Oh, really?
Followed up very quickly by Steppenwolf, because why not?
Well, of course, we've got Phil in from the Country Show next, so you could do a live set if you want.
I'm sure I'd be
fine with you doing a couple of
Patsy
Cline
tracks. I mean, I love singing
Cline
crazy.
Tracks.
I'm not quite sure I'm that good at it, but, you know, I sound amazing in my head. Much like when I'm on this radio show.
Do you want to do a few lines now?
Crazy. I can't do it.
That was one
crazy
word.
Crazy for feeling.
Don't, no more, I'm no not, more, Lucy.
It's
no
awful.
More.
I know.
Don't
sorry.
Do this to me.
Swoon. Oh well, there was my burgeoning career.
We've been quite spoiled today because, of course, we had Tanya's new song earlier as well. That was lovely. Burn It. That's out as well. And of course, Rita's been performing live. So
aren't we lucky to have this like plethora of Bristol music and Bristol musicians? We're so lucky in this city.
And next week we're talking about a book that's been turned into a film. That's going to be quite inspiring.
Oh, right. So. Any details on that? Or are you saving it? Is it a big secret?
Well, it's about opera.
Anyway, that's it from us for this week.
If you want any more of the information about Rita or about the track that was played from Tanya, just check us out online.
It's all on our shows pages at shoutoutradio.lgbt. Next week we'll be back as always live from 7. But from myself, from Rita and the rest of the team, say bye-bye everyone.
Bye.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.